Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Good day to you and welcome along to this episode of Athletico Mint with me, Andrew Dawson. Imagine a visit to a well-renowned local travel agent with the intention of booking yourself a hard-earned sunshine break in one of the highly desirable hotspots of the world. You feel a warm, fuzzy excitement as the travel agent gives you some details on holidays in the Canary Islands and the Seychelles. Then she briefly departs to fetch some additional brochures for you to peruse. From under her desk, a short man with an odour of topsoil heaves himself up into a seat. His face is squashed as if he spent a week trapped inside a washing machine, and his eyes look as though they died a decade ago.
I've got a caravan on a bit of wasteland next to Intertek at Sale Sands, if you fancy that. I'll be there as well, but I'll sleep on the floor and you can have the hammock.
I'm afraid it's my co-host, Mr. Bob Mortimer.
Oh, Mr. Squash Chops. Banned from all the local shops. Oh, King of Seal Sands. With your manky little caravan. Hello, Bob.
Oh, thank
you
for that.
Welcome along to this episode.
Thank you.
Was that all right? Was that nice?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Takes me back home. You mentioned the Seychelles as well.
Yeah.
I went there once and it was covered in these huge, like, centipedes, millipedes, big, 6, 7, 8 inches, all over the place. And they'd come into your accommodation at night and drop from the ceiling. Splat.
Way. So, that sounds good.
Yeah, good times.
Was that a feature that you booked additionally?
Yeah, it was expensive. It was expensive to have. It was an optional extra, yeah. I wanted to get a drone, you know, because drones, fun, isn't it?
Oh, drones are always fun.
The wife ticked the millipede box, not realising that they were like fleshy grenades.
Instead of the drone experience. Interesting t-shirt you've got on there.
Thank you.
Today.
Thank you very much.
It says in big letters, pasta is fantastic.
And isn't it?
And there's a picture of yourself there with your hair is like a big afro made from spaghetti. So that's nice.
Thank you very much.
Did you get that made yourself?
No, it is available at the Hop Farm. Now listen up, I've got some wife's questions, Andrew.
Right.
I haven't given you, she hadn't done any for a while.
I have been wondering, yeah.
She says it's been a long time since I asked any, so wants you to answer them with respect and diligence, she says.
Alright, okay.
During lockdown, have you carried out any maintenance to your house, such as hiring a skip to remove the cat litter mountain from your front lawn? Have you done that?
No,
okay.
I don't have a cat. Sorry.
Taking a hammer to your pillow to soften up all the hardened seepage, night seepage. Have you done that? Bit of maintenance?
No, I haven't done that. I just tend to throw it against the wall before I go to bed.
Yeah.
And it kind of breaks up the hardness, yes.
I suppose if you jumped up and down on it, you'd refresh the seepage because it would all drip off your knockers, wouldn't it? So
probably
yeah,
would.
Throwing it against the wall. Have you put a proper seat on your toilet yet so you don't have to stand when you're having a dump?
I don't stand when I'm having a dump. I crouch.
What, in front of it?
I've got strong thighs and strong calves. I've learned to adapt.
Have you bought out daft during lockdown? You know, like a daft purchase out of boredom?
I have because on the other podcast, Top Flight Time Machine, we've done a couple of video events, live stream things, and I can see it here. I was going to use it, and I didn't end up using it in the end. I'll show you it.
All right.
It's a fucking label maker.
Oh, it's one of those click, click, click ones from the past.
Yeah. So I'm going to start labelling stuff. Guess how much I paid for that?
From the look of
idiot
it...
Idiot boy that I am.
Oh, that looks like 1999 to me.
That's exactly how much I paid for it, yes.
So you can label the parts of your body, your hand,
your arm.
So I can
label things, anything that will stand still long enough to be labelled, I will label the fucker.
I bought a Hofner electric bass guitar because I've been watching loads of Beatles documentaries.
All right, okay.
It's such a pleasing thing that I wanted to have one in my house. It's only cheap. They come from like...
Do you have the ability to play the bass guitar or is it a dream?
I'm okay. Ooh. I'm all right, you know. Do you want a name, Andrew? I've not put a lot of thought into it. I just wondered if you'd fancy Papa Halibut or Jack Plaster. Or you can just be Ronnie Hot Dogs, you know.
Oh, I'll be Papa Halibut.
It's quite nice, isn't it?
It's really attractive. No backstory, though, just the name.
They're just nice names. Yeah, they're both just very ordinary lads.
It's better if there isn't a backstory sometimes because you can imagine your own, can't you?
Imagine your own,
just lean into the name and take it from there. Have you ever met Prince Philip?
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Well, that's that avenue of conversation shut down then.
Well, have you met him or something? Is that why you wanted to introduce it?
Nope, me neither.
Okay. Hey, it was an unusual episode of Footballing Homes on the radio this week. Andy, did you hear it?
No, I did not.
You know, the show where Martin from Owens Under the Hammer has a look around famous football in people's houses. Well, I taped it, so I'll give you a listen if you want. You up for that?
Yeah.
So, as always, it's Martin. 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 Hello, playmates, and welcome to another episode of Footballing Homes with me, Martin, from Homes Under the Hammer. It's a bit unusual, but I like it. Now, I'm approaching what can only be described as a new-build, Georgian-style executive home. It's got the lot. It really has got the lot. Brick-pillared gateposts, a Venetian gondola on the front lawn filled with aggregate, and a broad white door with a brass knocker in the shape of a Nando's half chicken. Now, that I do like. Oh, like, oh, Spice Night. Let's give it a knock, shall we? Hello, Jordan Hugill, I presume. Championship striker with Norwich Footballing Club and the most side-parted man in Europe.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Martin from Homes Under the Hammer.
Scruffy get, aren't you? What if the neighbours are watching? They'll think me dad must have skipped bail.
That is hilarious. No, we agreed that I can come and take a look around your house for the radio.
There must have been the wife. Okay, then, come on in.
Well, what a grand entrance hall, featuring a very large mahogany staircase with a big portrait of Gary Barlow on the landing. What's that all about, then, Jordan? What is that actually all about?
It's the wife. She always wanted to marry a pop star and hoped it would be Barlow, but she ended up with a championship striker. Still, she turned out all right in the end.
Right, OK, now, I can see that.
Can you take your shoes off, please, mate? They're well filthy.
Yes, of course.
Oh, you've been walking round the vets, mate, because you smell like death.
They told me you were a joker, Jordan, and you haven't let me down.
Oh, I'm just telling you the truth, mate.
I love banter more than I love damp-proof courses, and I love them a lot or tandoori nights and a couple of pints. So, as I was saying, you have the downstairs arranged, open plan with the kitchen to the west and the lounge to the east. But right bang slap in the middle is an aquarium. What's that all about, Jordan? What is it actually all about?
I like fish.
That's a bit unusual.
No, it's not. 1 in 10 households have a fish tank. Excuse me a minute, mate. Just want to ask my wife something. Hey, love, did you invite a bloke round from Homes Under the Hammer? You did? What's he called? Dion Dublin? No, this fella's called Martin. He looks a bit like an owl in a coat. Yeah, will do. Sorry, mate, the wife says she wanted Dion Dublin. She has no interest in you whatsoever, so can you leave, please?
But I'm much better than Dion. Come on, he's never read a legal pack in his life. Come on, let me finish the tour. Come on, you know you want to, but you're just not saying it.
No, out you go. She says she's not willing to settle for second best again. See you, mate.
Oh, well, that was the home of championship striker Jordan Hugel. Never took my shoes off before in someone else's house. A bit unusual, but I like it. See you next week.
So it was, that was this week's. It's quite good, wasn't it?
That was very good. I watched the one on the TV, not on the radio. I watched one on the TV a couple of days ago where Martin nearly got into a fight.
Ooh.
With the contributor, as he described him as. This fella had bought a house and had a really narrow hallway going through into the kitchen.
Yeah.
With the living room off to the left. And Martin wanted him to knock the living room wall down so it would just be open plan from the front door into the living room. Fella wasn't having it. He was a milkman and he wasn't having it.
Yeah.
They almost fucking ended up fisticuffs. Martin said, it's the first time I've ever been involved in an argument with a contributor.
Milkmen can be very strident in their opinions, Andy.
I think milkmen can be very set in their ways because they're very regimented in their lifestyles.
It was interesting. It just reminds me, Andy, with Jordan Hugel being in that episode, did you ever think about who was the most championship player that there's ever been?
The best I could come up with was... Now, I'm not sure whether he actually played in the Premier League at any point, but David Nugent, I think.
You went for Nugent?
Reeks of the championship. Did you suggest him? Was he one of the ones you suggested?
The two main ones that get mentioned are David Nugent and Richard Keogh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's that. Have you got any more thoughts on it, or are you just closing the door on it now?
I think we'll slam the door shut on it and say it's Richard Keogh, if that's all right.
I quite enjoyed Jordan Hugel having the voice of that fella who used to live with Bananarama, who don't like me doing on his podcast. He snuck that back in, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. I liked it. He's a good player, Jordan. He played for us for a while.
Yeah.
Good player.
Yeah, he'll probably end up with us eventually, I reckon. I've got a quiz for you.
Go on, then.
But there's a twist. Quiz with a twist.
Oh, shit.
The quiz today, I've arranged for Roy Hodgson to be the quiz master.
All righty-o.
So I hope you're all right with that. I'll just get him on the line now.
Nice of him.
Hello.
Hello there, yeah. I'm doing a quiz today for you on your little radio show. It's because we're Woolworth.
What? What was that?
Woolworth. I'll say it slower.
Woolworth.
That's close enough. Are you prepared to answer questions on Warhammer?
Yes,
Mr. Mortimer.
Of course I am, right.
Okay, I've made them multiple choice, so you've got at least a fighting chance of getting them right.
Thank you.
Question number one. Who acted as the origins of the Space Marines? Was it the War Warriors, the Fire Warriors, the Thunder Warriors, or the Storm Warriors?
What?
Oh, for fuck's sake, don't make me say it again.
I don't know, the Space... B. I'll go for B.
B, the Fire Warriors. That was C, the Thunder Warriors.
Oh, I should have known that, shouldn't I?
That's all right. That's all right, you're obviously nervous. Yeah. Question number two, here we go. Who are the Orc gods? A. Melil and the Machine God. B. Gok and Mok. C. The Old Ones. Or D. Gazkul Thakur and Nasdreg Ug Erdgrub.
Well, I'll go for D, so you have to say it again, Roy.
D. Gazkul Thakur and Nasdreg Ug Erdgrub. Now... Bloody Wally. B. Gok and Mok, innit?
Yeah.
They're the Orc gods. Gok and Mok.
You know your Warhammer, don't you, Roy?
I tried to give you an easy one there. You fucked it up. Right, question three. You're getting harder now. Who allegedly began the Gothic War? Was it A. the Nightbringer? B. the Deceiver? C. Eldrad Ulthuan? Or D. Abaddon the Despoiler?
Eldrad of...
A, B, C, or D?
C. Fluid.
See?
See.
No, hey, Nightbringer. She's that kind of dipwit. All right.
No
we'll
more,
do
please.
One more.
No, please, no.
One
right.
more.
Please, no.
One more question. You've got to get Sammy right eventually. One more question. Who famously said, if the path to salvation leads through the halls of purgatory, then so be it? Was it A. Ahriman the Exiled One. B. Khan the Betrayer. C. Sanguinius the Golden Angel. Or D. The Swarm Lord.
The Swarm Lord.
The Swarm D. Lord. Why the fuck would the Swarm Lord say that?
I don't know, Roy. I don't know who these people are.
Have we seen the math on the Swarm Lord? What's he going to come out with something like that? No, it was Ahriman, the Exiled One. Hey, Jesus, this is embarrassing. Right, you've got no points in my Warhammer quiz, so that means that I am still the King of Warhammer.
All right, King of Warhammer.
So thank you very much, and I will retreat to my Warhammer area. Thank you, goodbye.
Oh, God. I mean, my main complaint would be why it had to be four choices, Andy. Couldn't you have kept it two? Just one sec, Andy. I've just got to get rid of my cat.
What's behind the door? Yes or no? Yes or no? What's behind the door? I don't know. I do not know.
He doesn't
know. It's a door.
Know.
It's an imaginary door. It's a door in your mind, if you like. Behind the door are three things, Bob. You've got to tell me whether you'd go through and have a look at them or not. Or, if you like, you can just choose one of the things. It's up to you.
Okay.
Right. First thing behind the door, it's an incredibly intricate series of pipes, hundreds of them, all interconnected, and they're clear, and there's a red liquid flowing through them. Do you want to go and have a look?
Yes, please. Yes, I'll go and have a look at that, thank you.
Oh, that's the end of it, then. You've chosen one.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you want any of the others?
Go on, then, yeah, but I'm just saying, I didn't mean to be rude. It's just, yes, I'd like to see that.
Second thing, it's a denim jacket, and it's just suspended in midair. There's no wires, just floating. Right?
Not interested.
And you can also...
I'm not interested.
You can have a bike. You can get a biker jacket, but that's available with the prior booking. You've got to arrange that in advance.
No, I'm not a pooper, that.
No?
No, thank you.
Not even just because it's levitating?
No, I can't. I can get a similar effect in a wardrobe, you know. No, thanks.
All right, I'll just write that down. Does not seem to be a fan of levitation of items.
Well,
right?
Suspended denim, you know. Go on, then. Next one.
Right, final one. Zaka Bilk. He's urinating gently into an inflatable paddling pool. He is, of course, shit-faced.
I'd like to see that, yeah.
You'd like to see that. You've chosen two of the three.
Yeah.
That's a good result for me, personally. Okay, good.
I'm going to have quite a day, aren't I?
Well, 10 minutes, whatever.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You know, the nation is watching Line of Duty, isn't it, for its police detective procedural.
I count myself among that.
Well, for me, it hasn't got a doesn't hold a finger up to Geordie Heat. You know.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, with apologies for the probably the third time running, I've managed to get hold of a bit of script from Geordie Heat. I got it from Infinity Rocket Plastics.
Right.
It's just for people who haven't heard it. It's the script from the new Netflix series starring Steve Bruce as the head of Geordie Heat, which is Geordie Serious Crime Squad. Let's get it read.
All right. I'm ready.
Geordie Heat. Hot Geordie Streets. Crime on the Tyne. how we're the squad. Geordie Heat.
Interior, Geordie Heat incident room. DC Denise Welsh answers the phone.
You're through to Geordie Heat. DC Denise Welsh speaking. Ah, not bloody you.
Excuse me, sir. What was that that you said?
Nothing, I never said a word.
Okay, how can I help you?
Yes, you're right. This is Mr. Sting from the Massive House. My wife, Trudy, can't find her yoga mat and she's getting a right cob on.
Well, do you think you've looked everywhere? You know that it could be.
You're joking, aren't you? Have you seen the size of this house? It's massive. Now, I want you to send some coppers round to help us look for it.
Well, we might be able to do that, but it wouldn't be till at least tomorrow.
Tomorrow? That's no good. Hold on, I've got an idea. Trudy, are we on Amazon Prime? Yeah, we are. Right, well, I'll just buy a new yoga mat on Prime. That'll be quicker than these Geordie Heat clowns. You know what? Next time I might phone up the Smoggy Squad in Middlesbrough.
Well, that's up to you, Mr. Sting.
Useless. Goodbye.
D.I. Bruce enters the incident room.
Right, listen up, everyone. We've managed to arrest the suspect in the cost-cutter supermarket dust cloud incident. I want you, DC Henderson and DC Shelby, to take a turn, each at getting him to confess. Now, he's a tricky character, and there's no knowing whether he's got the ability to create more dust if he gets a strap on. Which of yous would like to try first?
Oh, let me at him, boss. I know these dusty assholes, grey, bloodless spectres, with an antipathy toward the evening and a fear of the moon. He will be like putty in my arms. He'll sign a confession in his own blood. Once I've finished with him, monster mash!
Okay, DC Shelby, you go first. He's waiting for you in the Sports Direct interview room one.
Interior Sports Direct interview room 1. DC Shelby enters the room carrying a small box.
I'm DC Shelby, and I know that you are the Dustmaster come to the tune to cause mayhem and low visibility. Why not just admit that it was you who clouded up the cost cutter on Chapel Row?
No comment.
Oh, it's like that, is it? You should know that I've been dealing with your type for over 1,000 years. Here, take this, your dustiness.
Shelby opens the small box to reveal a silver crucifix. Whilst covering his own eyes, he thrusts it into the face of the suspect. The suspect simply smiles.
Shit! Does it not bother you? It gives me the effing creeps. Honest, just one look and I go as quirky as a Labrador on the Disaronno.
D.I. Bruce enters the interview room.
All right, DC Shelby, that's enough. I can see that your spooky stuff isn't going to work on this lad. How are we out whilst I let DC Henderson have a crack?
They both leave and DC Henderson enters.
All right, yes, so dust to dusty, mash to rusties, and what seems to be the general situation here, like, you know, vis-a-vis the incident, like...
No comment.
I absolutely agree with that. And I've owned dogs since I was like 6 years old. And concrete flooring is always going to crack eventually. You know, especially if it's been urinated on, like.
No comment.
D.I. Bruce enters the room. Can I have a word, please, D.C. Henderson? Interior corridor, outside interview room. Bruce, Shelby and Henderson are talking. Now, lads, it doesn't seem like it's going... It doesn't seem like it's... I've forgotten his voice. Hi, Geordie. Now, lads, it doesn't seem like he's gone a crack on. So, I've got an idea. It's a bit left field, mind. DC Carol Beardsley has asked if she can have a go at the suspect.
A woman?
I know it sounds daft, but I think we might give the sweetheart a chance.
Oh, we're fucked.
Oh, man alive!
Cut to interior interview room. DC Beardsley enters and places 6 hard boilers on the table. She remains silent as she sprinkles salt and sugar on the eggs and then swallows them whole, one by one.
Oh, I absolutely love half a dozen boilers to wash me dinner down. Is that why you were in Costcutters to buy some fucking eggs?
No comment.
Carol swallows hard before regurgitating a whole boiled egg and placing it on the table in front of the suspect.
Eat it. Eat the fucking boiler.
No chance.
Oh, we're speaking now, are we?
Carol regurgitates another two whole boilers.
Eat them. Eat the lovely trio of boiled fork and goodness.
I want a solicitor. You're worse than the first prick with the boiled head and the cape.
At this, Carol leaps across the desk and places the suspect in a headlock.
Listen, sunshine, you either confess that you are the cost-cutter dust-cloud fucking nut, or I will re-fork and gagitate the full half dozen and ram them down your neck with the heel of my size 9 fucking knee-length dancing boots.
5 minutes later, interior corridor, Carol exits the interview room holding a signed statement in her hand.
There you go, lads. It transpires that he emptied a full Hoover bag all over the freezer section as a protest against the shop's refusal to stock Findus funky fajitas, of which he is very, very fucking fond.
Well done, DC Beardsley. I must admit, me and the wife really enjoy a funky Findus of an evening when we're watching Salvage Hunters. I think a caution is all that's needed here.
Would anyone like a boiled egg?
DC Henderson, Shelby and Bruce all gratefully accept a boiler from Carol.
Mmm, lovely and sweet monster!
Aye, and slightly sweet too. Lovely, really lovely.
Geordie heat, hot Geordie nights, crime on the Tyne. How are the squad?
So there you go.
There we are. Very nice.
Do you think it's got the tension of Line of Duty?
Well, it's about as realistic as Line of Duty, I think. Because me and my son have rattled through the whole thing in about a month.
Ah, you did the whole lot.
We've just gone right through it and we're up to speed now. It's very enjoyable. It reminds us a bit of 24.
Yeah.
Remember that? Okay, for Sutherland.
Yeah.
In as much as it's very entertaining, but also not particularly realistic. But yeah, it's great. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I watched all the 24s earlier in lockdown. Right, that's a lot. That was a lot
did
of viewing. Yeah, I did.
We might get onto them next, maybe.
Do you know what? I enjoyed them.
Disney Plus, I think.
Yeah, I thought they might not, but they you know, fast. They're really fast paced. I like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hello and welcome along to We Doing Littlewood with the Dumb Pod. Another episode where I meet up with some of our famous celebrity friends and we just chew the fat. We just have a bit of a chit chat. It's very nice and relaxed. This week, my guest is retired UK entertainer, Mr. Bob Bulba.
Hello, Dom.
Welcome along to the Dumb Pod, Bob Bulba. How you doing? You alright? Having a nice time in life?
Yeah, everything's going alright. Watch a lot of telly.
That's good.
Eating too much food.
That's good. Yeah, well, that's the kind of thing we like to talk about on this podcast. Listen, Bob, if an alien knocked on your door and demanded your car keys, would you hand them over?
An alien?
An alien, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd be pretty scared, yeah. Seems like the best
thing
to do.
You'd just hand the keys over like that, would you? Yeah. You wouldn't, I mean, you maybe wouldn't stab it with the keys.
No.
Would you not try to do that?
No chance.
No?
No, if you slice it, it might just grow back twice as big, you know, or something like that.
That seems quite cowardly. I mean, what part are you playing in the imminent alien invasion if you're not prepared to stab an alien with your car key?
Well, are you dumb?
Are you just going to roll over and let them take over, are you?
It just looks that way, yeah. I'm not fighting an alien.
Jesus Christ. Are you a fan of Judge Rinder?
I don't know his show. You know, he seems a nice, chirpy character. You like him?
Yeah. He's not a real judge, you know. You know that.
Isn't he?
No. I'm not saying he's a fraud, but he ain't a real judge. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I mean, I asked him to come on a Dumb Pod, but he said no. I'm not choosing to take it personally because he's probably a busy man, even though he's not a real judge.
I'm
on the fence.
I think you are.
I'm on the fence.
You're technically...
No, I ain't got an opinion about him. I'm on the fence. Anyway, got to take a little break here, do a little advert now at this point.
This podcast is brought to you in association with Pork Loins, not just for a Sunday. There we go. Right, before we go, very quickly, I believe, Bob Mulmer, that you've got a book coming out soon, is that right?
Yeah, coming out later in the year, yeah.
I think I speak for a lot of the listeners in this podcast when I say, who the bleeding hell do you think you are?
Well, you know.
Put a book out.
I'm knocking on a bit. You know, there might be someone interested in it.
This is interesting. Do you know how many hours you were on the BBC for last year?
Don't know. No idea.
Eight hours. Do you know how many hours I was on the BBC for last year?
Don't know. Tell me.
396. How come I haven't got a book out? You have.
Well, you can write one if you want, Dom.
Well, no one's asked me to. Well, that's how it works, isn't it? I'm just going to fucking write a book on spec and then see if they put it out.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Anyway, this has ended badly, but I'll thank you for coming on the dog pod, I suppose.
Well, thanks for having us, Dom. You're seeming a bit of a strop, to be honest.
I'm all right. It's just a full moon or something. I don't know. Anyway, thank you very much, and hopefully you'll come on again. Maybe you'll behave yourself a bit more next time. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, Dom. See ya.
There we go. That's the Dom pod.
All right, Bob. Oh, well. Ever since the wife has gone back to do her police work, it's kind of lonely here in the house, really. I try to schedule every day so that I keep busy, you know. I get up about 6 and sneak downstairs to prepare the wife's bait box for work and get her breakfast eggs ready, you know. I leave it all on the kitchen table for her, because she doesn't like to see me in the morning, you know. Says she needs peace and quiet, you know, before she goes to work and that. About 7:30, I hear her leaving through the front door, so I go to the front bedroom window and I give her a little wave, you know, a nice little wavy goodbye wave. She never turns round to look up, but I feel better, you know, knowing I've said goodbye properly. Sometimes, if it's cold, the window steams up, you know, so I draw a little heart in the condensation, say, see you, love, have a nice day, that's what I say. Then I go downstairs and tidy up the lounge from where she's been watching TV night before, you know. I have a nice cup of tea, a fig roll, and then I turn the heating off, you know, put on my puffer jacket and go back to bed till it's time to get the wife's evening eggs on. When she gets back home, she's not really in the mood for chit-chat and that, so while she has a shower, I turn the telly on to police interceptors and lay her eggs out nice on the coffee table. When she comes downstairs, I give her a peck on the cheek and then I'm back up to the spare bedroom. I stare out the window, you know, until it gets dark, like. Then I have a nice chicken wrap with lovely, dumpy chicken and a bottle of amber ale. Before you know it, it's time to get up again and face a new day. So I've got my old joke book here, so I'll read you out a couple of jokes, Bob, before I go, right? One thing I never do is tell Dad jokes. He never fucking laughs at them. The woman across the road keeps flashing me, you know, from upstairs window, like. No idea how she got the car up there. My mate Gary once told me you should always quit while you're ahead. Are you really, really good bloke, Gary, but terrible at the 100 metre sprint.
Fucking hell.
So that's all me, Bob. I'll say goodbye. See you, Bob. One Peter Beardsley. The only one Peter Beardsley.
See you, Bob. Well, Peter's, oh, sorry about that. I mean, he's bothered to do it, but it's a bit grim, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. It was short. We'll give it that.
Yeah, give it that. Just adjust into life with Carol back at work with Geordie Heat, I suppose.
Yeah. Have we got anything else we want to talk about before we wrap this one up?
I had a little, I don't know whether people are ever interested, Andrew, but I made a little note of what I've enjoyed on the telly.
Go on then.
I mean, I think the whole nation enjoyed the detectives fighting organised crime. Did you watch it?
Yes.
With Paris Bostock.
It was abruptly brought to an end after two episodes, and apparently the rest of the series is on later in the year. So I was very disappointed by that.
Very good, though, wasn't it?
Very good, yeah.
It felt to me like what 24 Hours in Police Custody used to be like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. There's a 24 Hours in Police Custody knockoff on Channel 5 as well, but I've forgotten what it's called. But I've got it saved on my box to have a look at.
Oh, I'll find that.
I think it's something to do with a stolen puppet show in Norfolk or something. But
did you watch The Terror, the nautical one?
No.
That's okay, Andy. It's all right.
Right, now I'll not bother with that. Snooker's starting on Saturday, so I'll be into the snooker for 2 weeks.
You watching the Premier League darts?
I have been, yeah. Well, again, that's on a break. It's like the detectives. You don't know if you're coming or going. We're off this stuff these days.
I know what
I
you mean.
Stability.
Who do you want? When Adrian's not in it, Adrian Lewis. Oh, fuck. What he said when he found out he wasn't in it. I never know who to support. I mean, who do you go for?
I've always been a supporter of Gary Anderson.
Yeah.
He's going to shit quite a bit these days. He's past his prime, I think. But that's quite sad to see. Gary Anderson, I like Glenn Durrant.
Yeah.
But also gone to shit lately.
Yeah.
Johnny Clayton. I'm a big fan of Johnny Clayton, the Welsh fella.
Oh, you're Welsh lad? Yeah. I'd probably annoy you, but I quite like the dancing fella.
No.
I know you've got
Dimitri Vandenberg.
Yeah, I quite like him.
The dancing twat. No,
oh, come off
that.
It, Andy. Don't you like the way he's filled out a bit over these last few years?
He has, hasn't he?
It's quite nice, isn't it?
He's grown into the role of darts player. Yeah, I like that.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for listening and all that.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone.
See you next time.
Yeah, what he said. Ta-ra.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.